Hello and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast. My name is Christian Hugill, and if you're new to us, firstly, welcome. We are the people behind the Radio Academy Awards, often called the Oscars of radio. And each week our podcast celebrates a particularly cool bit of radio, a podcast or an audio project, and speaks to the team behind it. It's what the Radio Academy is all about, really. If you scroll back, there are loads of episodes for you to binge on, with big names like Ken Bruce, Jackie Brambles, Jane Garvey and Fee Glover, John Holmes, Scott Mills, and all sorts of different productions too, from the radio show in outer space, yes, really, to the Eurovision podcast and Virgin Radio Pride, all sorts. But listen to them later, because this week we're talking to the team behind this show.
Nothing like a little bit of history to set off a Tuesday morning right there. That's Shanks and Bigfoot with Sweet Like Chocolate on Kiss Breakfast with Jordan and Perry. Kiss.
Truth or dare.
So whilst we are on the Diversity Tour, we are playing the UK's biggest ever game of truth or dare.
Jordan and Perry's Kiss Breakfast show hit the road this summer. While its two presenters combined breakfast with breakdance and headed off on the Diversity Tour, it meant that for producers Rob Tobin and Grace Hopper, their breakfast presenters had the challenge of not only hosting a national show that was on the road, but they combined it with being part of probably the biggest dance act in the UK. All but the show is fairly new itself.
Kiss Breakfast with Jordan and Perry just turned 2 years old. We launched in August 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic. So it was a very weird time to launch a breakfast show because the world was in the strangest place it's ever been. The country was feeling super weird about life in general. And here we were attempting to launch a brand new part of everyone's lives that we wanted to become a part of. The nation's morning with two new presenters who had barely ever done radio before. So it was quite an interesting challenge, to be honest. It was a real mix of factors to work with. So myself, I was new to Kiss. Jordan and Perry were pretty new to Kiss, were pretty new to radio. And it was just such an unusual time. So we started with a blank canvas of what we thought at that moment in time would be a fun way of entertaining the nation in the morning and a fun radio show that really reflected Jordan and Perry as people, not just as diversity dancers and as best friends in their 20s who have got a great sense of humour. So we went on this journey of getting Jordan and Perry into that mindset of radio is about, especially breakfast radio, turning up really early and being able to bring it, being able to offer everything in terms of what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what's entertaining you. And they really learned quite quickly.
And my next question, Rob, was going to be, what's it been like bringing these guys who are known for being ludicrously talented at something else into radio? And you've touched upon that a little bit there. But I just wonder, from your perspective as a producer, was that a really enjoyable challenge? Because they've got a lot of it, haven't they? They've got the chemistry. They're best friends that you'd look for in a radio double act. They've got the warmth. They've got the humour. They've got so much of it. Was it enjoyable to bring that onto the radio for you?
Absolutely. I think the journey of Jordan and Perry discovering how much they love doing radio in comparison to maybe other things they've done in the past, they found they were able to really be themselves and really focus in on their friendship and on what they enjoy and what they think of stuff. And actually, I think them realizing that gradually, that they had control and that we weren't trying to give them a script, we weren't trying to tell them who to be or what to do. We wanted them to lead on that. We wanted to empower and enable them to lead what they wanted their breakfast show to be, because at the end of the day, they are the people who know that best, because they are very successful as influencers, as people who connect with audiences spanning children to, you know, pensioners with diversity. They know how to connect with audiences. Perry's a TikTok star doing some of the biggest numbers in the UK. These boys know how to bring it with good content. And so all we needed to do was apply that to radio and give them the radio technical knowledge to be able to bring that to the radio.
I think you've touched on a really good point there, Rob. It's that partnership between them. They are a double act. They're a duo. They are genuinely best friends. We've just seen Perry be joint best man at Jordan's wedding. And that's something like that. Like, as much as, you know, Rob launching the show and me coming on board recently, we tried to teach them radio and all those skills that we know as producers that we can try and, you know, share with them as sort of newer to the radio world. Like, we can't teach that. That's something that you as a producer or a boss or anyone in radio, you can't teach that natural dynamic that they have. That, you know, as much as you want to sometimes put people together or you try different duos, they're the perfect duo because they've just got this natural lifelong relationship. And that is just something that is really nice and easy for us because we don't need to try and force or try and teach. Like, we teach other areas and, you know, produce in other aspects, but that is just it's sort of a done deal for us already. And to be honest, that's something you can't teach. So it's the best thing that's already there in place for us to be able to then go and work with as producers.
The reason we're here today is taking the show on the road. And you mentioned their diversity connection, their diversity passion and the thing that they were previously most known for. Talk to us a little bit about why the show had to go on the road in the first place, Grace.
Yeah, so as we know, the boys are members of Diversity, and I think starting this show in the middle of the pandemic when, you know, normal life, normal activity just wasn't happening, when life started to return to normal, so did their diversity schedule. And the boys obviously became busier with a diversity tour taking them across the UK for 4 months. And when your breakfast presenters are touring the UK, off goes your breakfast show with it. So basically, Rob, more so than me, as he was on the show before I joined, but he actually took the show every single morning to a different location across the UK, basically becoming Diversity's biggest superfan by following them around the UK. The tour lasted 4 months. We were there every single morning and we did a radio show pretty much from either a Bauer building, a Bauer studio, a Bauer meeting room, or even a hotel meeting room. It was a real mix of different locations, wherever worked for that set location and with the boys' schedule. And we actually had like a portable studio that Rob and then myself would set up on the tour each morning or the night before, ready to go for the next day for the boys to broadcast. So it was a really impressive sort of like modern day way of doing an OB, basically. If we're getting really into the technicals, you didn't need a full engineering set. You didn't need a whole portable studio. Rob literally would carry around in about 3 huge, very heavy bags, a radio studio set up. And when I posted it on my Twitter, it was brilliant to see how many like radio fellow nerds were getting in touch going, I recognise that bit of kit. What have you used there to get hotkeys up and all of this kind of thing? But it was an incredible, like very ambitious project taken on over the course of 7 days a week, travelling, following Diversity to get Kiss Breakfast on air every day.
Talk to me a little bit about how you do that technically. What was the kit? How do you technically get Kiss Breakfast on air from, in some cases, a hotel room?
So one thing we wanted to make sure was the case is that we had as much control as possible ourselves. So what we didn't want to do, to be honest, was rely on a tech op back at studio to be firing our songs for us and to be in control of our beds. We wanted to have absolute full control. So we used some software that has been built here at Bauer, which enabled us to essentially, just like you'd assign a studio in a building, so a studio is live, we could assign a virtual studio to our laptop and we have a virtual studio which is put live on our laptop wherever we are, and that virtual studio has a set of faders and it has mics and it has phones. And so we essentially have a studio in a laptop. We have this bit of software that will allow us to dip our faders, to put our mics on and off, to put a call alive, to put the studio live, all in a little Dell laptop, to be very honest. And so it was a really cool bit of software that gave us full control that then worked alongside running Zeta from a computer and being able to play our songs and to seg and everything we'd usually do. So our Zeta basically playout wise looked the same as it normally would. One of the most challenging things was vetting locations, vetting rooms in hotels that would be suitable to do the show, on the phone to hotel receptionists in Hull, asking them about whether their meeting room is suitable for a national breakfast show. You know, there's a lot of, like, you know, a lot of work went into making sure that we had somewhere suitable for each show, you know. So there were lots of Premier Inn meeting rooms. You know, we had to ask builders to stop drilling whilst we were doing links in certain hotels. You know, it was not glamorous at times.
One hotel was haunted, wasn't it?
One hotel was haunted.
Had some fun with that on air.
Yeah, so it gave us lots of fun on air too. We just tried to really work with our surroundings, and sometimes it gave us content.
And we really wanted to, you know, not lie to listeners, say, right, today we've woken up in this city, you know, what's good here? And really involve them and bring them on that tour journey along with Kiss Breakfast as well. But there was something really funny I wanted to just add. Of every single morning when we finished on air, we would time how long it would take Rob to pack up all the kit. And every single day, and I mean every single day, he had to pick up this amazing portable studio that would run this incredible national breakfast show. And every single day he'd try to beat his time. And I think you got it down to like 8 minutes in the end?
Five minutes.
Okay, sorry.
Now, admittedly, you know, if an engineer saw the way I'd done it, they would have a heart attack. And you know, at one point, one of our Bauer engineers did see the wires and did actually, you know, fold them all up properly for me. If I'd done that, it would have been half an hour.
I'm going to move on from this because I don't want to get you guys in trouble.
Maybe cut that bit out.
No, I'll keep that in. Don't worry, it'll be fine. Just don't play at them. It's fine. Grace, you touched upon it, but I suppose there is the option always of saying, well, we're going to carry on as normal and we're not going to reference it on air. But you guys did the very opposite. You made a real thing of it. And there was some stunts while on the road too. I suppose you saw it, I guess, as an opportunity to make some really creative radio here.
100%. I think in radio, you have, when these things are thrown at you, you have to just see the opportunity in them, don't you? And I think that Diversity have such a huge fan base that now we love have now become a Kiss Breakfast fan base and a Kiss fan base. And Jordan and Perry were going to meet and greets every single day before and after Diversity shows. And they were meeting Kiss listeners all around the UK. And that was amazing for them. I think, you know, after starting a show in the middle of lockdown, to actually then see these listeners and who they were, and just, you know, confirmation they do exist after being in this weird sort of box and not seeing anyone for 2 years. You know, like, we can all relate. We all love radio. We can all relate to when our hometown gets a shout out on a radio station. It's really exciting, let alone that radio station actually broadcasting from down the road. And, you know, there was so much excitement when we go to these towns about Diversity visiting, or, you know, or cities, or, you know, varying different places across the UK, like towns, cities, all that kind of thing. There'd be such excitement, and we wanted to bring that with Diversity, but also Kiss Breakfast, and really take the opportunity to, you know, promote and showcase the show. And we also thought, what's a great thing to get our presenters to do while they're performing, like Rob said, maybe two shows a day, then getting up early for Kiss Breakfast. Let's do some event radio and some stunts and throw that in the mix as well, and just make them even more tired than they already are. But it was an opportunity we had to take. We were in these amazing places with history, with things really associated to the towns and the places we were going that we really wanted to utilise with the boys and have some real fun and be able to get out there and do stunts. And after brainstorming for quite a long time, Jodie on our team came up with a brilliant idea of playing the biggest game of truth or dare in the UK. So we set our sights on attempting to play the biggest game of truth or dare while we were going out and about across the UK. We wanted to do it because we thought this would be really, really fun. You know, we're playing on the boys' competitive nature and the fact that they do try and like outbid one another on things. And we also really want people to get to know Jordan and Perry for who they are. And what better way to do that than getting them to confess truths on the radio, but then also have to do dares when they're out and about in all these cities. And it started with them going on national television when we were up in Leeds and Jordan facing his biggest fear on the radio, which was very fun. It also led to Perry being dared to get into a mankini on the beach in Brighton and run into the sea for all of the, you know, people on the beach to get a lovely view that morning.
Let me see.
Oh my god.
Wow, your Bojangles literally just fell out.
Oh, I'm not doing it there. There's kids there. Why is there so many people on the beach already?
Honestly, this is the worst one.
She's in a diversity hoodie. I swear to God, she's in a diversity hoodie.
Bill, I'll see you at the hotel.
Guys, I'm shriveled to infinity and beyond. A pebble just touched my wang. I need to... Jordan! Joel! Please! My clothes!
And we created some great radio, but also some great social content as well, and some really amazing videos of the boys doing things that they've never, ever been seen doing before.
What did you learn from this? What did you take away from doing this mad summer on the road? What advice would you give people if they were looking to take a show out and about?
You sometimes see, you know, the prospect of Kiss Breakfast, a national breakfast show that's quite new, and, you know, where we're trying to really cement ourselves in the routine of people's lives at a time where routine's been really out of the window. You know, you could see during this trying time, taking a show on the road for 4 months is a real struggle. Whereas I think you've always got to see, like, the possibilities and the opportunities in radio, well, in life, really. And, you know, take everything as a positive. And I think we very much did that. Like Rob said earlier, like with the shows, we kept them really simplistic so the boys could be the best form of themselves. And we made sure that we were able to run it in the way that was the most similar to how we did back at base, so that, you know, again, the boys could just concentrate on being their best selves. And I think us as producers and our role as producers was to make sure that they were as comfortable as possible, so that Kiss Breakfast fit into their routine in a way that was a positive rather than a hindrance. And, you know, getting out on the road and doing something like Truth or Dare, we wanted to do that because we saw it as a huge opportunity to go, right, we're going to be out on the road. Like, what can we do while we're there? Like, what fun can we have? How can we involve the listeners? How can we make noise in all of these places across the whole of the UK? I think with everything in life, when you do something for the first time, there's always learns, there's always improvements, there's always objectives you will have afterwards. And we've done 2 years of this now, and I think we've really found our feet with it, especially with going on the road. I think doing some of those shows in a hotel lobby at some points, I feel like we've been thrown lots of challenges and we've come through better, stronger, and have learned so much. And I think the last 2 years of sort of, you know, establishing the team, coming out of lockdown, being able to bring sort of, you know, more exciting content to people over the past 2 years, but knowing that we could have done it also in the middle of a pandemic just makes me so excited for the next 2 years, because all of what we've accomplished and the guys have accomplished before I moved onto the team is incredible. And to think that now we've got all those skills and experience behind us and a hopefully lockdown free next 2 years, the possibilities are endless now.
Thank you so much to Rob and Grace for coming on. I learned a lot in that. I think relying on your own tech is very good advice for anyone who makes radio. The more you leave in your own hands, the better. Also, I like the bit about making life as familiar as possible for your presenters if they've got a lot on. And also, just the mantra of taking something that's a challenge and turning it into an opportunity to do something a bit creative and a bit different. All really good stuff. Jordan and Perry are on Kiss Breakfast every morning from 7. And you can get more exclusive content from the Radio Academy by signing up to be a member. It is just £3 a month. Search Radio Academy membership for all the details. And next week, a special episode of the podcast, we are behind the scenes at the 2022 Radio Academy Festival. I look forward to talking to you then. Bye for now.